Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, as I always say, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show that you're listening to now, and the Kids for Love project that's in the elementary school system, which is quite exciting. And we are here live, Dream Vision 7 is, right here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. And you can also hear our shows and all our glorious hosts on our own station, syndicated with a number of others, and that is Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. And whether you're listening tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, we welcome you in. It's always about amazing people that I have conversations with. We grow our souls, and it's all about seriously how to love yourself. And that's what's why we're here on earth, really. And then you grow into what I call compassion, putting compassion into action. And with that said, I'm thinking of the Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age that we're launching on October 12th, and some amazing trailblazers will be sharing just what that is, compassion into action. So we have an amazing guest for everyone tonight, Lisa Garr. You might have heard her name. Her aunt is actress Terry Garr, which I recall, of course. And she is now a Hay House author. That is Lisa, not Terry. And she has told her story about her experience with an accident, a near-death experience that brought her to writing the book. She has her own show, The Aware Show, and you can reach her by going on her site, theawareshow.com. So we're going to talk about that, how she's healed her brain injury. We're going to talk about fixations, wearisms, all kinds of things, Lisa. We'll just let it flow. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to sharing this time with you. So your book is Becoming Aware, How to Repatent Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life. So for the listeners, and the book is excellent, everyone. You need to really have it in your home, and the amazing Dr. Wayne Dyer has written the foreword. So so tell us what happened, and let me ask you, too, were you conscious at the time that you had your accident, or did that really wake you up in a nutshell?
Oh, no, I was far from it beforehand, absolutely. I was in kind of a purposeless quest for nothing.
But you had a wonderful business.
I did. I had many. I had a thriving business. I was in the entertainment industry. I was also, as I was creating a business, filling audiences for television shows. I actually started to also work simultaneously as a producer in network television and doing a lot, but without a purpose. I mean, there's a difference between being busy and driven by purpose and then just being busy and driven. And
absolutely,
I was the latter. And I was also racing mountain bikes, and I was an athlete, and this particular race, it was a California State Championship Series race. It was 7 different races over the course of a couple of months, and it culminates in Southern California at this mountain area called Castaic Lake. And it was very hot that day. It was 108 degrees here in California, and it was 27 feet of climbing, but it was mostly the heat that was really taxing my body. And when I got to the end of the race, right before the end, I could see the finish line, and I could see that it was just a few like downhill turns to the end of the finish line. That was when I passed out, and I was on the bike on the top of the mountain, and I just remembered having a sense of relief that the race was almost over, and that was the last thought that went through my mind, because the rest was a completely out-of-body experience, but it was probably the most conscious I had ever been or experienced, because as my body was tumbling down this hill and I was very confused, I hit my head first, cracked my helmet, shredded my helmet, it flew off, and I remember looking at my bike that was on the top of the hill. Now, I had just been on the bike, and then all of a sudden my bike was looking, my perspective was, it was above me. I could not figure out what had happened and why those two things had occurred. So I started to try to climb up back towards my bike, but just slipped and fell. And then I started to drift. And it was as easy as slipping on a bed of old pine needles. In my consciousness, I just slipped into a stream of consciousness that was interconnected with all that is. I was in a space, or a state, I will say, because a space is too small. I was in a state where there were no boundaries whatsoever. There were no separations. There was everything was me. I became and was everything. I was the pine trees. I was the atmosphere. I was the clouds. I was Asia. For some reason, came into my awareness as
That was fascinating.
Which is so. I figured out why 15 years later. But
You did? Oh, please share.
Oh, that's an incredible story. I'll share in just a moment, but. I wanted to explain this state, this beautiful awareness, because I started to hear this chatter, and there were these medics that were working on my body, because at that point, the medics came, the helicopter came, they were getting ready to airlift my body out of the scene to the hospital because my body was completely failing. But I could hear their thoughts. But it wasn't just the thoughts, they were like their mind chatter of, you know, fix the body, get the rehydrated already. It was their soul, their yearnings, their souls, and I could hear these yearnings of purpose that was not accomplished, or of a purpose that they were going after and yearning for. I could really hear the language of the soul, and it was so beautiful. It was as if it was me, but it was them. And then I went into, you know, this helicopter and got shocked back into my body. But before that, the main point and how it applies to the show, the Love My Intuition, is the guy that I went to the race with was a guy that I was in a relationship with, but we had broken up because it was a very up and down relationship. And I went to this race, the last race of this series together, because we had gone to all of the previous ones. But this last one, he just said, let's go together. We'll support each other, you know, mechanically with their bikes and so forth. And then we'll part and go our separate ways after the race. It was enough. And he came up to the side of my body when it was laying on the stretcher. And I observed this very bright cord. It was like a silver cord or light. It was beautiful. Different colors, too. Nothing that I really have ever seen in this world. It's like a clear opalescence. It was beautiful. And it flashed, and I saw a connection between his body and my body, and I realized that that was a soul. I mean, it was a deeper connection than just what we had had, of course, prior to that. There was a reason I needed to get back to my body and look back through my eyes, because I knew that there was something I needed to complete with him, and a very important reason for me to get back to that soul, that person. And I jumped back. It was almost as a jump because I opened my eyes and all of a sudden my perspective was looking up. Before that, I was just observing the whole situation from above. But I saw this flash and I instantly decided, okay, I need to get a message to him. And I opened my eyes and I was able to see him. And I heard the medic say, "Are you John?" And just at that moment, I was throwing up again, and I guess it was severely dehydrated. And they, at that point, took my body into the helicopter. But there was a real significant message that I sent through my eyes, and I think the eyes are really where the communication comes from. That and telepathically,
yes.
We send and receive messages all day long telepathically. We're not trained on how to receive those necessarily. I've learned over the years to really listen to that. If somebody pops into your head or if you're thinking something, it's most likely true, and they're most likely trying to connect with you or have thought about you and thus sent a signal your way. And it's really fun when you start to connect to that because it becomes evident throughout your day that type of telepathic communication we're sending and receiving all day long. And then I got airlifted to the hospital, and when I woke up in the hospital, I had lost my ability to speak because of the damage that I'd done to the brain, which I didn't even know about at the time. It broke the synapse or the signal between my brain and my language pattern. I still have a little bit of a challenge with it these days, but it's one of the reasons I created the radio show out of practice. I practice daily to, intentionally focus and speak. But at that moment, I went into such a panic and such a fear that I had forgotten where I was. And I forgot completely about that out-of-body experience because I was in panic, in total survival. And doesn't that happen all the time? When we go into survival or crisis, we forget where we came from. We forget our purpose. We forget the whole reason we're here, and we just go into fix-it mode or fear, and we stay stuck there. And I stayed stuck there for a while,
right,
for a very long time. And
I think you were very wise when it comes to John, not to, as when you read the book, not to have shared that with him until the timing was right. And that must have been a challenge for you to keep that to yourself.
It was confusing. It was swirling around in my head, but I realized the significance of it when I did tell him about it, and he was crying because it was very, very traumatic for him.
Mm-hmm.
And to see your loved one die in front of you, and it was very challenging and all of those memories came rushing back, but he had no idea where I was in this complete beautiful state of interconnectedness. And I learned so much in that space, but post-accident, even since I've written the book, I've discovered, as I've been talking about that space and dialoguing about it, I've even gained more and more of an insight about that whole space of the fact that I could go there and come back is really important to me because I believe we all can do that. If I could go to this other state and create in this place of infinite, limitless possibility and come back here to this reality and go back there and come back here and go back there and come back here, so can everybody else.
So you're able to recapture it and travel, through the cosmos in a sense.
Yes, but I don't think it's far away, Deborah.
Right,
that's the trick.
A lot of, years, people have been saying, even the other side, it isn't.
I don't even know if it's another side. It's just a different state of consciousness, accessible to everyone. You don't have to have a near-death experience or a bump on the head or a concussion, although it knocked my conscious mind so far offline that I was pure unconscious. I was my pure unconscious
essence.
Mind, But as I went through my healing experience, I found, and I don't remember how, that Dr. Barry Sturman, he was the neurofeedback specialist, And he was the one that did the assessment with the electrodes on my brain to discover which parts of my brain were dormant. And that was when I started to rebuild through neurofeedback, rebuild the specific areas of my brain that I had damaged. So, and it wasn't just me. I mean, there were people in the waiting room. There were kids who were having, you know, seizures and troubles with epileptic seizures, and they were getting better. And there were other kids on the autistic spectrum, and there weren't that many adults. It was mostly kids in that waiting room that I remember going through this process for over a year, where I would, you know, get to know their parents and hear the successes that their children were having, and it was really quite phenomenal. And I wanted to, and I also was simultaneously taking classes on intuition, because I was trying to figure out what had happened. And It was so close to me that as I was going through these classes, I was taking classes on psychic development and women's intuition. And I was able to really see images and pictures and shapes and so forth in with my eyes closed around people's faces, because that part of my awareness, my conscious awareness, I had become aware that was possible. And that as another reason I wrote the book, is because I really want people to understand that it is possible for everyone, and you don't, again, have to have a traumatic injury for it to be possible and to be accessed. And you're probably receiving and sending those signals already. It's just becoming more aware of them and not counting them as weird or coincidences or strange or anything to be afraid of, that they're part of our everyday life. Mm.
And it's really like a muscle. The more that you work with it, and the more one evolves, and as humanity evolves more and more in the future years, it'll be commonplace. You know, what you're sharing, I feel, will be commonplace, that we can feel all that glory, all the, you know, I call them tingles, when you, you know, you're just in that place of just love. It's just it's hard to describe, but you're describing it very well, and
it is a place of divine love. Yes, and it was the most important part of that was the boundarylessness, where there is no separation between us and everything else. And here's how the Asia thing came into play, which is chilling. But this past Thanksgiving in 2014. We were in Asia, and we were in Bali. And I was there with my dear friend and my producer, Gina, and her husband, Mike. And my family, my husband, John, by the way, married him, of course.
Yes.
Figured that out. I realized that that was the relationship that I wanted to be in, and there, it was so much deeper than I had given it credit for. So we are, you know, in Bali last Thanksgiving, and my husband and Gina's husband, Mike, went for a swim, and it was beautiful, you know, beach crash, waves crashing on the sand, sunset, gorgeous sunset, and all of a sudden, Gina's husband, Mike, didn't come up out of the water. He had, he dove into a wave and didn't realize the shore was so close, and landed head first into the sand, breaking his neck in five places and completely, it was a very difficult situation. So my husband, being a lifeguard, pulled him out of the water, and he was gray. I mean, he was out. And I ran to his body, and I knew exactly where he was in his unconscious. I knew exactly. And we brought him under the sand, and I was able to, along with all the beautiful Polynese people and her, you know, and Gina and my daughter and her husband, we were able to talk with him and hold him and talk him back into this space. And he was drifting in and out of this beautiful space of expanded consciousness, which I knew so well. So I knew how to speak to him to come back. And all of us did. And the interesting thing about this story, and he's alive today and incredible, even, you know, he's neck is healing, and he's walking, and even back to work, he's had a miraculous healing because of his
That is phenomenal when you think about in five different places,
yet
he is still on earth.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And it's even more phenomenal to me to understand that 15 years ago, I had a flash of that experience, and I didn't know what it was up to last year. And that's what I'm talking about. In the space of pure expanded consciousness, all things happen simultaneously. The soul knows. The soul knows all we need to do is listen.
Lisa, hold that space because we need to take a break, and I want to come right back to that glorious space. So everyone, don't go away. We'll be back in a moment with Hay House author, as well as you won the contest. I want to talk about that when we come back, too.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
We are back. I want to let everyone know that if you'd like to call in and have a question for Lisa, who is our guest, Lisa Gah, who is a Hay House author of Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life, and she ended up with a major brain injury. All you have to do is call in. Dave is in the house, and our numbers are 617-237-1234. Or 866-338-9663. So now, Lisa, let's go back into this, what you had a vision 15 years earlier about Asia, and, you know, when everything started to unfold while you were there in Bali with your friends, did you connect the dots at that moment?
No, the manuscript for my book was due before that trip, and I remember on the way home, which was really hard to leave because we left behind my dear friend and her husband. When I said bye to her at the airport, I knew I wouldn't see her for a long time because her husband was just going into emergency surgery, and it was. It was just a moment of, they had to, of course, live there for a while because he couldn't fly back and had to go through the healing process. But there was a 14-hour flight on the way home, and I just started to write about the experience and really realize I wrote about it in my book in a very short paragraph that I sent back to Hay House at the time, but it didn't unfold. That was the reason why Asia came flooding into my awareness during that out-of-body experience. But I, since then, had interviewed Scarlett Lewis on my radio show on The Aware Show. Mm-hmm. Scarlett Lewis lost her son in the Sandy Hook tragedy in Connecticut. And she wrote this book about Jesse Lewis, her son, on the morning of the shooting. Before he went to school with his mother, he wrote this beautiful message on the chalkboard in their house that said, nurture, pray, love.
Nurturing,
and then,
yeah.
And then on the window, in the dew on the window beforehand, he put a heart, and his mom had the presence to stop, and it didn't matter he was late, just to hug him and to say, I love you, honey, that morning. He, as a young 6-year-old soul,
already knew,
right, what was going to happen. And they went back and they found drawings of big pictures of big men with guns over him. And I mean, he as a soul knew. I do believe we as a soul know our destiny. We know that all things happen simultaneously or non-linear, in a non-linear fashion. And if quantum physics is right, then we can communicate and connect with our soul's message. We can communicate and connect with our crossed-over loved ones. I was mentioning to you about my connection with Wayne Dyer, and he was my mentor, and I've known him for 15 years, and we had a beautiful relationship, and he hosted my radio show several times, and I mean, we just had an incredible connection, and he was such an angel for me. And he was very fascinated in this near-death experience I had, and always used to, you know, ask me about it, and he used to make jokes, you know, if we've known each other in another life, then, you know, maybe we were married, and, you know, anybody who knows Wayne knows him, his joking style. And so we used to always laugh, but we used to talk about it for, you know, in depth about it. It was, and I think that's why he was also so fascinated by Anita Morjani's story, and he introduced her to Hay House about her story called Dying to Be Me, which is her book.
That's
and
right.
I believe that Wayne is in that space now, finally. He finally had the near-death experience he was always curious about. He just forgot to come back.
Right.
He forgot to jump back in the body and breathe. He missed that part. But I feel that he's in, if I connect back to that space of pure, expanded, complete consciousness, of being a part of everything and all that is and the tiny particles in space, and really look, then I get messages back saying, you know, I said once I was praying and I said, Wayne, are you there? Are you in that space? Where did you go? Are you with God? And then I got this booming voice back in my head saying, I am God. And that is something
right.
Wayne used to always say. He spent years trying to convince us we are God.
Right.
And it was just like this booming, I am God, you silly. That's what I'm trying
right.
to tell you. The God and me are not separated. And then I started thinking about it, and of course not. This is what he was trying to say. I never got it when he was here, when he used to say we are all God. And I would have him on my radio show, and people would call in and saying, who is this guy who thinks he's God? And people wouldn't get it, and I wasn't really fully getting it until now when he said, I am God. We
right.
are all this. If we are all truly interconnected, who are we to think that we are separate from the divine?
Right. And that we're all the intelligence.
About.
We're all. And that's the, I think that's the journey of, part of the journey of being on Earth is learning, instead of the separation you spoke of, different cultures, different, you know, ways of living, that we're all one. And when you get to that place of just knowing that we are all one, then the separation falls away. And I think that is a huge lesson for every human being.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a wonderful way to live with those that are still with us, loved ones, children that have moved out, aging parents, dementia, Alzheimer's, those that have crossed over. I mean, think about it. If we can really communicate in this space of all that is, then it unlocks our healing and
right.
it adds another level of communication and connection and conscious communication. When, you know, that's one of my favorite things is conscious communication. And I'm not just talking about, hello, how are you, and really actively listening, which is a big part of it. But it's really actively listening and communicating with your soul, your soul's journey, and those others. Others as well, living and not.
Right. And when you see it from that perspective, then your behavior starts to change as well as your thoughts, naturally. You just see it from a broader scope. And more goes back to that compassion.
Yes.
And then you want to go into action to serve others.
Yes, because you want to talk about it. You have the energy and the insight to want to share it with other people, and that gives you energy, and it perpetuates a healing. And,
right.
And absolutely, and you look at things, and you don't sweat the small stuff, as they say, or look at things as that are petty in the long run. Or, you know, you don't engage in lower behaviors like gossip or anger or competition.
Right.
And so you would just, you look at things from a bird's eye perspective, just from a higher brain thinking.
Exactly.
And in my book, so I'll go back to my story, is when I went through the classes of the intuition and the healing and going through the neurofeedback, I started to pay attention to my visualization processes, and I was really creating a ton. And I learned that I could create more sitting in a chair in my living room visualizing rather than pounding the pavement and looking for the next job and going after the next goal. I found I could really create more in my mind's eye than I could, because I was attracting things on a different level. And I've learned now that that's really what I was doing. When you build these neurons in your brain, and then they send a signal down to the body, and then it goes out through your electromagnetic field. And I mean, it's incredible how we were able to decipher the science behind the creation these days, creating things, and attracting things. But so I started having this dream, this reoccurring dream.
Hold on to that dream. Okay. And everyone out there, will be back in a moment. If you want to get in touch with Lisa Gah, theawareshow.com, just as it sounds, theawareshow.com, and you can see her book there, and naturally you can pick up her book just about anywhere. Back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
And we are back. And I just wanted to mention again about the Love by Intuition show. You can hear that every other week on Sundays at 9 p.m. on 1510 a.m. WMEX. You can also hear it on our own syndicated station, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7 radio.com. And it's heard there Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out all our phenomenal, amazing, I have sometimes a lack of words to describe all our hosts that are really coming from a place of love and sharing what they have found in their own lives to help heal you, the listener, out there. And thank you for connecting. I should mention, too, for those that are connecting with us, thank you for listening. So we're back with Lisa, and you were talking before the break about the dream. So go right ahead.
The dream. Yes, I kept having this recurring dream about a train. And it was a train that I was very, it was going in very slow motion. It was coming from somewhere, but it was going slow enough where I could step onto it. And when I would step into this train, it looked like a television control room where there was audio monitors and, I mean, TV monitors and audio boards and sound equipment. And sitting at the equipment were these visionary leaders, and they were in these high-backed swivel chairs swiveling around like kids, just like when, like, little kids get into a chair like that and they swivel around and they laugh.
Mm-hmm. Playing around.
Yeah, and it was so incredible because it was these scientists and these brilliant people with the essence was total joy, where they were playful joy, and yet they were controlling this major train. And when I would step out of the train, the word aware kept appearing on the outside of the train, and it said a division of NHN, on the right on the small, which I still don't know what that means, but I recognized this word aware, and it kept coming up, and coming up, and finally I connected it with, because I was working in television at the time, I said, okay, well, this is supposed to be something. Oh, I remember, I came one morning, I woke from this dream, and I caught my breath, I sat straight up, and I said, ah, you're supposed to do this, and I couldn't figure out what I was talking about. You're supposed to do this, who's supposed to do this? And then as I was in my visualization practice later on, I started to see that doing a show about interviewing some of these incredible people where I was, that were helping me heal, this acupuncturist who's an amazing 5,000-year generation, you know, healer, and then the neurofeedback specialist, and then one of the healers that was teaching at the intuitive school I was going to. And so synchronistically, and as the vibrations would attract, a friend said, oh, there's a radio station that's going out of business here in Los Angeles, and they're being sold to a Korean station. Would you like to broadcast a show on there while the drive time hosts are finding other jobs? And I said, sure, let me, you know, go in and try it out. And find myself in this beautiful Los Angeles high-rise, all windows, glass windows, overlooking the city, broadcasting a radio show with the people that were healing my brain and my body. And it just developed into this incredible, after that I got into a radio station 4 days a week in the middle of the afternoon, and it was a political left-wing liberal radio station, and I'm talking about spirituality and angels and Wayne Dyer's on and Doreen Virtue, and it was just great in the middle of the day, and then just caught on like wildfire after that. I mean, people really listened and got the conversation, and they, you know, it just continued on 15 years later, where I reach, you know, several million people monthly, and it's an incredible journey, because it was a process of a conscious awakening that allowed me to move my life into a different direction and then follow my intuition to give back. All I want to do with this radio show is communicate messages that inspire positive growth and change. That phrase, that sentence came to me in that dream. Communicate messages that inspire positive growth and change. Always remember that, because it came to me very clearly in that vision. And that's what I'm still doing 15 years later, just to make the biggest platform possible for messages of incredible authors and visionary leaders and, you know, owners of incredible companies to come on and talk about how to improve the quality of your life and how to perpetuate growth on this planet. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So it's been quite a journey. And
yeah. But you listened. The thing is you retained the message you received in your dream state, and you held on to that. You held space for it to actually grow. And then you listened and then followed the guidance. And that's what I love, is the guidance that comes. And then we have free will, so we have a choice to just ignore it or actually start following it. And then when you do, it just develops into this amazing way of living with your business, with everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just to mention too, which I'm sure you would agree, with the kind of shows we have, we're actually healing ourselves as well. We learn so much about ourselves through our guests, and just like you are today, and your show should be on Dream Vision 7 Radio.
Awesome. We should, yes. Get it out there.
So tell everyone when your show is on.
Well, you can find out at my website, which is theawareshow.com. It's theawareshow.com. And I'm on 5 different networks. I'm on Hay House Radio, which is internet radio. And I'm on KPFK Terrestrial here in Los Angeles, kpfk.org.
Right.
And I'm on Gaiam TV, which is the TV version of my shows.
Yes.
And I'm also on Coast to Coast AM. I host the weekend, 1 weekend a month there, and love doing that as well, because it's a totally different audience. So, again, and then all of our online summits that we reach hundreds of thousands of people on to is just to grow the awareness and awaken the conversation in those listening, because it's already there. They might have just not been aware of it. And once that conversation is re-sparked, then they share it with someone else and someone else and someone else, and that's the whole point, is to keep the conversations going.
Exactly.
And the action as
and
well.
And asking questions of, you know, what's next, you know, what things we don't even know for the future.
Right, and that's why I love doing all the interviews I do, is I dive into these guests, and I'm taking a I don't know how many hour, 12-hour course of my guest that I'm interviewing on Tuesday, because I love it. And if I could not sleep, that would be fabulous. Then I could listen to stuff I want. I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you before we end the show, and it's going to be happening in a few minutes, you know, how has, you know, having your near-death experience, being, you know, in that brilliance and knowing what that is all about, that we're all part of that intelligence, how has it changed your everyday earth life?
I really truly look at things from a different perspective. I feel that I can see, if I say this, that's the way it's going to be perceived. Or if I parenting, it shows up all the time. I can see things from different perspectives, from the future, from the past, from above. And most of the time, I'm able to look at things from different perspectives, mine, others, universal, individual. And I think most of us can do that. It's just I'm hyper aware of that now, of being able to see things not just narrow-mindedly. And there's the other significance of looking at my body when I was in above it in that experience, is that my body seems so small, and that we think that that's all there is, and that, you know, we have blinders on to our problems and our life, and it's from a different perspective, so tiny, our problems and what we think are so big. And if we can just really look at them from a different perspective and get outside of ourselves, maybe that's why people go on a vacation, because they want to vacate their lives.
Right.
And then they get a whole fresh new perspective when they leave. It's essentially what an NDE is like. You get out of your body. You get out of your life. You look at it from a totally different perspective. You vacate the body, and you're able to have a fresh perspective when you come back, and then it lasts longer than a vacation.
Right, that's the trick. It lasts, and you can, and you know what it is, so you can call upon it whenever you need to.
Yeah,
and Joan,
doing interviews like this is really wonderful for me because I'm able to have the time and space to talk about it, which I thank you so much for, Deborah. In my radio shows, I'm always focused on the other person, as it should be, and their story and their information.
Right.
So it's wonderful to reactivate these memories and all this cellular memory, and hopefully emit this signal out to people listening. That's kind of what happens. So I thank you for the space.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been an honor to have you.
Thank you.
And so what is next, if there is a next?
Oh, my goodness. New, more bigger platforms to broadcast larger signals to more people. Bring it on.
And when do you sleep, Lisa?
I don't know. Every now and then. No, I am. I'm a lover of sleep. If I don't get 8 hours, I'm a mess. So I do love my sleep.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on board, and for everyone out there. Again, you can go on Lisa God's site, theawareshow.com, and purchase her book. And it's really, you know, a beautiful story of healing in a sense.
Oh,
and
I
love the
thing.
Way that you saw that cord connected to John, who you ended up marrying.
Yes.
And have a beautiful relationship. And that you're teaching just the way you live. You're teaching your young daughter.
Yes,
and that is, and you can't put a price on that.
No, and there are visualization processes in the book. There's two video visualization processes in the book. People can go to the links and they can watch these processes. So they're in the book. I wanted people to be able to take them away and go through this experience with me to the cosmos.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, and for everyone out there, think about what we're sharing today and implement it in your world, even little bits at a time, but know that we're always radiating love for every single living thing out there. So with that said, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.